Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative. Under the category, there's an app for that. Dr. Brian Arnold joining us today as we talk a little bit about some of the more recent apps released by Oklahoma State University, especially the Plant and Soil Science Department folks. He says there are several things out there that have been released in recent days that could help you farm smarter.
OSU's been releasing several apps lately. I've been fairly active. We just released a OSU soil testing app so that those that use the OSU Soil Testing Lab can use their smartphone device to get GPS positions of wherever they take samples and add notes to it. So whether it's a field or a good spot or a bad spot, you can add some GPS coordinates and even the barcode from the lab to that application or to that data point, and then send yourself a text or an Excel file that has a list of samples collected that day and the lat and long of each sample and any notes. North 40 good site, North 40 poor site, things like that. We'll have an application that will be released, I hope, in the next couple weeks that helps calibrating canola drills. It was based off an Excel file of Josh Bichong's. So we'll have calibrating a canola drill plus calibrating drills for fertilizer and other seed. Just a handy app that has row spacing and quantities determined. We're also releasing an app when it goes back to the Green Seeker for Kansas that will calculate growing degree days greater than zero. In Oklahoma, we use that for our wheat algorithms for the Green Seeker, but we're the only state that provides that days that it could grow, days of crop and grow. So this app can be used across the U.S., use a zip code to get that value for anybody outside of Oklahoma using the Green Seeker sensor.
Dr. Brian Arnold. Today will be the opening day of trading for FedCattleExchange.com. First sale this morning, 10 a.m. Central Time. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, they're putting together the Fed Cattle Exchange concept. This is all about establishing some additional liquidity in the cash markets for finished cattle.
Well, the first goal of this auction is, as I mentioned, to get more cash negotiated trade into the index. And that can happen with not a huge number of cattle, but we feel like also that the opportunity for this to become one of the primary ways that fed cattle are traded, that that's a real possibility because it offers offerings for sale and offerings to be purchased all week long rather than at one time a week when negotiated or when trade usually happens. And so you get supply management, sales management, you get price discovery through the market throughout the week rather than at one point in time. And we really feel like this could become a very popular way to trade fed cattle.
Danny Jones on FedCattleExchange.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.